On Sunday, March 7, 1971, a college student named Ted Chapin climbed to the fifth-floor dressing room and office of the Colonial Theater in Boston. He sat down at a red IBM electric typewriter, put in 9 sheets of carbon paper, and began transcribing from a musical manuscript. "Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here." The words were by Stephen Sondheim, lyrics for a song he had just written for Yvonne DiCarlo's character, Carlotta Campion, in the musical Follies. The show opened on Broadway at the Winter Garden Theater on April 4, 1971. It won 7 Tony Awards and closed after 522 performances on July 1, 1972. The show did not make a profit, but stories of the original production and its many stage and concert revivals have made it the stuff of legend. I've run the gamut, A to C, 3 cheers of lemon, sail or be. I got through all of last year, and I'm here. Lord knows at least I've been there, and I'm here. Lord knows here, I'm still here. Ted Chapin managed to turn his transcribing chores into a career built around the theater. He made coffee, copies, kept notes, a diary, and now, more than 30 years later, has written a book about the experience. Ted Chapin today is president of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Organization in New York. His book is Everything Was Possible, The Birth of the Musical Follies. He's in the studio. Welcome, Ted.
Thank you, Leanne. It's a pleasure to be here.
You were working with giants, producer-director Hal Prince, director-choreographer Michael Bennett, composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim. And there was a wealth of nostalgia on Broadway that season. No, No, Nanette, for example. What was it, do you think, that set Follies apart? It didn't find an audience in 1971 or 72, but today people are still talking about it. It was awful. It was great. What?
It is one of those, I guess the phrase is cult musicals, maybe not, that divided people from the very beginning. It takes place at a reunion, and you have Follies girls from the sort of the Ziegfeld Follies coming to the reunion, and it dredges up all the terrible and wonderful things of the past. And I think when this musical came to Harold Prince, because originally it started with Stephen Sondheim and James Goldman, called The Girls Upstairs, it was Hal Prince who said, let's call it Follies. Let's deal with the Follies as a part of people's memories, history, ghost figures of these characters in the present when they were in the Follies. And basically, let's mix this all up. And as he said to me when I talked to him about this book, let's just fly blind and see where our instinct takes us in telling this story.
Follies was a show that provided a second act for several performers, most notably Alexis Smith. She had been a Hollywood star. And her character, Phyllis Rogers Stone, she's one of the women in the two married couples that has complete regrets about what she's done with her life. And she sings a song called Leave You.
I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain. Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? Bet your ass. But I've done that already. Or didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago?
That song, Could I Leave You, is a character, very sophisticated, very worldly. She has made a marriage work, as far as we can tell, a loveless marriage. She is the one caught with the young waiter in the corner, smooching. And she's had it. And it's a very contained, angry statement to her husband that you know, it's over. But it's done in musical theater style that is breathtaking, both in its strength and in its poetry in a weird way.
Did you debunk any myths? I mean, what is the lore that goes around about this show, given your eyewitness to it?
Well, it's interesting. I was asked the question the other day, what myths did you debunk? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I don't remember a lot of them because I debunked them. The whole point was I don't remember what ideas people had about it. I think the more important thing about the myths surrounding Follies have probably to do with what so many of the people who put the show together became.
Huh.
Because the fact is, Harold Prince, Stephen Sondheim, James Goldman, and Michael Bennett were not the legends they became shortly. And so it happened to fit at a time where Michael Bennett was emerging as a talent. This was 4 years before A Chorus Line, which was his major contribution to the theater. Not that any of the others were not major, but that was his story. You know, Harold Prince and Stephen Sondheim were about to do a little Night Music and Pacific Overtures and Sweeney Todd. James Goldman just won the Academy Award for The Lion in Winter. So I think what's real interesting in terms of myth debunking is, were all these giants got together? No. It wasn't all these giants. It was all these talented people hungry to make more of a place in the world than they had up until that point.
So before they became giants.
Right. To a certain extent, this show helped them become the giants that they became.
And you were keeping notes in your diary and getting quotations from people. I mean, because this was classwork for
you,
really.
Yes. The only way I could graduate on time was to convince Connecticut College to give me course credit. And the only way they would do that is if I kept a journal.
What grade did you get?
I got an A.
Huh?
And in Entertainment Weekly, I got an A- on the book. So I figure for 30 years, I've still been okay.
So the book indeed is the long-lost homework assignment.
It is the long-lost. And I actually sent it to the professor the other day and got a letter back. Well, he had some comments, but nonetheless.
Yeah, he did, but he passed.
Yeah, he didn't go back on his grade.
Ted Chapin is president of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Organization. His memoir is called Everything Was Possible, The Birth of the Musical Follies. It's published by Knopf. Ted, thanks for coming in.
It's been my pleasure.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.